You're listening to 93.1 Life FM.
You're tuned to On The Level, Life FM's radio magazine. Providing you with a healthy balance of news, music, entertainment and information to keep you and your family on the level. Here's Arthur Shorthall.
This is 93.1 Life FM. Scripture reveals that Jesus asked over 300 questions to teach, to engage, and of course to invite us closer to him to understand who he is. The Inquisitive Christ. 12 Engaging Questions by Cara Murphy details how the Son of God is a curious God who asks his questions that are provoking and life-changing. The book discusses 12 questions he used, as I say, to bring us closer. And join us on the line now to tell us more about the book is the author, Cara Murphy. Thank you for joining us, Cara. How are you keeping?
I'm good. Thank you, Arthur. It's wonderful to be with you.
Scripture reveals that Jesus asks over 300 questions. He asked a lot of questions indeed. First of all, before we get to the book, I'm curious. Where are you based, actually? Where are you physically located?
I'm in Virginia, which is on the East Coast.
On the East Coast of the United States. What's the weather like in Virginia at the moment?
Right now, the skies are beautiful, but they are calling for rain all day today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me, your book, The Inquisitive Christ, 12 Engaging Questions. Give us a bit of a background. How did you come up with the idea for this book? Where was the inspiration coming from?
Yeah, thank you, Arthur. Yeah, it's like anything in life with God. It's definitely been a journey, a process of revelation with him and basically of God breaking through old ways of thinking for me. I speak a lot more to the why in the introduction of the book, but the beginnings of The Inquisitive Christ came at a time in my life where I was wrestling with a lot of uncertainty, a lot of questions myself. I was at the point in life where I was really discovering how frustrated I was with the status quo of my hurried spirituality. I was finding that I was really disengaged with God, really distracted. But at the same time, Arthur, I was convinced that there was more out there, you know, more of God, more of his kingdom reality, more depth and intimacy than I was experiencing with him at the time. Most of my life, I would describe myself as an answer person. I really like having answers. I think when we have answers, it creates that sense of self-sufficiency and comfort and eliminates all that uncertainty because, you know, who among us really likes to feel vulnerable? But I didn't have the answers, and okay. I knew that I didn't have the answers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it was from here. I was gonna say it was from here this place that I became really ripe for God's invitation to come away with Him. Actually, literally and figuratively, to leave our home in the U.S. and come sabbatical in your beautiful country for 10 weeks. In order to more fully enter into the questions of Jesus. And they actually became the unexpected rescue.
Okay. So you actually enjoyed our country, no doubt?
Oh, absolutely.
It is, of course, the most beautiful country in the world, no doubt. But of course, you would confirm that, wouldn't you? You would. Let's just make this clear. You do confirm this, don't you? Okay. Tell us back to the book, the 12 questions. It's a book. Of course, you could write a book on these 12 engaging questions. Of course, you did indeed yourself. But give us an overview of these and I suppose how they provoke these questions, provoked you as an author.
Absolutely. So I discovered the questions. I was teaching a Bible study on the Gospel of John and kind of stumbled upon something that I had not seen in the scriptures, and I'm not quite sure how I missed them, but that Jesus asks over 350 questions through the four gospel accounts, and he even throws one into Acts for Paul's benefit in chapter 9. And really, I couldn't believe that I've been in biblical studies for years that I had not noticed them before. Mm-hmm. And alongside that, you know, the questions seemed really odd to me. For example, I talk about in the book, he asked his disciples in a boat that is capsizing, why are you afraid? Hmm. So of course, in the context, that question seems so odd. But then also when you apply the context to our lives today, especially now, the status of the world and how strange things are for us, you know, Jesus is getting after something in our hearts. And so the more that I studied each question within its context, the more I was witnessing a deep, deep gospel truth that there is great intentionality behind every single question that Jesus asks, mm-hmm. and that the intention of Jesus is always relational.
Okay. It's a relationship he wants. It's our hearts he wants. And nevertheless, it's our hearts, a desire to engage with us personally. Tell us, that was an interesting question you mentioned about the question he asked while in the boat, a boat that is sinking, why are you afraid? It really paints the picture of just about, of course, having faith and trusting and just reaching out for God. Give us another question he asked and how that provoked you and what that spoke to you through.
Oh, yeah. So some of the other questions that I think, again, they're a little bit preposterous, but if you dig deep, it's like a treasure hunt with Jesus in his questions. Another one that really strikes me is after his first post-resurrection appearance, he asks his friends that are hiding, do you have anything to eat? It's a playful question, really. And it speaks, I speak a lot about this in the book. But it's also a question that applies to us today. Mm-hmm. Another one would be, do you want to be well, to a man who has been laying beside a pool for 38 years, suffering? It seems like an obvious question, but if we go a little bit below the surface, we can see that time and again, life with God is not about answers. It's about intimacy. And they show us that at the core of who he is, again, he is after conversation. He's after dialogue. And his questions are the evidence of his relentless engagement of our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Of course, you use the term preposterous there, but of course, you could perhaps say rhetorical as well, in the sense that these questions could have been asked to create a dramatic effect, or even, of course, to make a point. He asked the question, do you want to be well? Of course the man wanted to be well, or it was about reaching out. And of course, going back to that point you made about relationship, give us an understanding of another question, how that spoke to you.
Well, one of my favorite questions that I'm sitting with right now, and I speak about this one in the book as well, is how many loaves do you have? You know, it's been a really interesting time, Arthur, to have a book release the week the world shuts down. I mean, you know, the bookstores are closed. But that question to me, how many loaves do you have? Jesus speaks to what we can give him and then asks us to have trust that when we give to him, you know, the little bit that we have, mm-hmm. the little bit, that he will multiply it and that he will see the distribution go beyond our wildest expectations.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, of course, is about, again, about trust and about relationship. The Inquisitive Christ, how overall, after you finish writing this book, there's more questions I imagine that we could chat about as well that provoked you and that led you to think deeply. But overall, writing this book, what was the biggest struggle for you overall from start to finish? It's a tough question, I know. It's a tough question, but I suppose it's a question that makes us think as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I would say the toughest part for me was going from taking the background of the question, the actual historical cultural background, and then applying it also to today, because you want to honor that there are two levels here. There's two contexts. There is the original context that Jesus asked the question in real time to real people. But, you know, he is not what we expect. He entered our world asking questions, and he's still asking those questions to us today. So making a connection between those two pieces was really important to me.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit like the culturally thing, of course, that's vital in reading God's word, but just understanding the culture and the concept, or the culture and the position that it was written and coming from. How did you have to do a lot of research to understand and get your head fully around the culture when Jesus asked these questions? Because, of course, there are questions that are relevant to us all, but understanding the culture makes them even more relevant. So was that a task that took you a bit of time?
It was, but it was actually such an enjoyable task. Like you said, really, you could probably write a whole book on one question. I mean, there are so many layers to each one. I've always been a lover of God's word, passionate for that. And my educational background is specializing in the biblical languages. And so I like to view the scriptures as a place to, like I said before, go on that treasure hunt. And and research and find out what was really happening at the time. But again, also making that connection to he is still speaking to me right now in this question today.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. It's about reaching out and understanding who God is. Of course, we could spend an eternity knowing who God is. But a great thing about it is we can indeed, if we know who he is, spend an eternity with him. I suppose that's the end point of it all. The inquisitive Christ. Mm-hmm. How would you, if you could just sum it up in a couple of sentences, what between all your work from start to finish and what you've known and what you've learned from this, how would you, in terms of heart searching, reaching out, how could you describe this? How would you summarize it in terms of God's love and his relationship and his yearning to have a relationship with us?
That's such a good question. So I would say by nature, questions do something really unique. They invite something unique. And what they invite is dialogue with God. Mm-hmm. They bless the posture of humility and discovering that he asks every time, Arthur, because that's what he wants. He wants that conversational intimacy. He wants depth with us. He wants nearness. And his questions are in the pursuit of our souls. He knows that we struggle to trust him. And he knows that if he were to come and to point his finger in our faces and tell us what we need to do to change, we would be very defensive. Mm-hmm. So instead, he comes with his questions, and they're kind and they're gentle and they're after the pursuit of our souls.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You mentioned about questions Jesus asked. No doubt you've covered these in your book to one extent or another. But of course, when Jesus asked his disciples, who am I? Who do people say I am? And of course, afterwards, then after mm-hmm. he'd been crucified and he rose from the dead, he came back to Peter and says, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? But it's about relationship. It's about us, him asking that question. So we discover who he is and about him asking questions. Do we love him? Because that's what he wants ultimately.
That's exactly right.
Mm. So it's quite an interesting thing. Asking questions, particularly rhetorical questions like detailed in your book, can be quite engaging. The Inquisitive Christ, 12 Engaging Questions. How do people find more about this book?
Well, it is on Amazon. I think it was released in Ireland and the UK April 30th. So it's on Amazon, as well as when the bookstores open, there should be some availability there. I think Little and Little Brown Co. Is also selling it. So there's multiple avenues, but also you can go on my Facebook page, Kara L.T. Murphy Author, and find all the information you need.
That's Kara, C-A-R-A, is that correct?
That's correct.
Kara, C-A-R-A, L.T. Murphy. A good Irish name, no doubt. A good Irish name, of course.
It is, of course.
Have you any Irish ancestors that you know of?
Yes, both my husband and I do. We are great lovers of your country.
Mm-hmm. Very good. It's great to hear the Irish connection as well. The Inquisitive Christ, 12 Engaging Questions, Kara L.T. Murphy. Thank you so much for joining us on the line today to tell us more about your book.
Thank you, Arthur.
Okay. God bless, Kara. This is Life FM.